Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just reading the survey. It is Friday. Maybe you have casual Friday in your company, you know, where you can just show up wearing your underwear or whatever. No, you know what I love is the casual Friday and everybody wears the Hawaiian shirt and it looks like Trader Joe's in the office.
What office is that?
I don't know, but you see that every now and then. It's like, hey, it's Hawaiian shirt Friday. Let's get wacky. Whee! Look at me. I got laid. Yahoo News survey said 82% of people say they're more productive when they wear comfortable clothes. So if you don't, you know, instead of wearing a full-on suit, they feel more productive when they're just showing up casual.
Really?
Which it doesn't really explain what casual is, although it says not wearing sweatpants and slippers, which I totally agree with. 56% of people said they feel more confident at work when they're comfortable and they can be more productive. I'm all for that. I mean, I've been very lucky working in radio. I've never had to really dress for work.
Yeah, we don't really have a uniform here.
I know, or have to wear, the salespeople have to wear suits and stuff like that. But I've been lucky.
I wish I could wear a suit every day, but it would be weird for me to do that.
Yeah, it would be. It would make me uncomfortable.
You're the only one that sees me, really.
Yeah,
during the workday.
Right. Josh is a very lonely guy.
Yep.
It's the people that go out with the sweatpants. Okay, I shouldn't say that. You shouldn't go to, like, the Capitol Grill wearing sweatpants.
Right, like joggers.
Right, or flip-flops or something like that. But it's the people that go to the supermarket wearing the pajamas and the slippers. And the slippers.
Yeah, the slippers are pretty bad. But the pajama pants, like, when you see the world sees you. So take off the Scooby-Doo print pants.
Mm-hmm.
And just how hard is it to put pants on?
You know, I can't believe we're agreeing on this, Josh. I thought you would be totally opposite.
Yeah, I hate it so much that I even hate to, like, wear comfortable clothes. Like, even at home, like, I'll wear jeans. I keep my Vans on. No sweatpants.
What do you mean at home?
Like, at home, like, on the couch. And like when
you can't just wear sweatpants in the house?
No, I'm uncomfortable.
Are you serious?
I'm uncomfortable when I'm comfortable, yeah.
You know, I get that about you.
What?
You just don't like to be comfortable.
I don't. It just seems so. If I'm in a comfortable situation, that makes me uncomfortable.
So you can't, even if you're like on the couch, in for the night or whatever.
Yeah.
Watching TV. You're not going anywhere.
Gym shorts.
You can't. Okay, but you can't wear like sweatpants.
No.
Or even pajamas.
No, I do. I don't own any pajamas.
So you don't even like doing that in your own house.
No.
You are such a weird dude.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't just be comfortable. You're uncomfortable being comfortable. You got some issues, man.
I don't know that that's an issue, though.
It is an issue.
I feel more productive.
That sounds like something happened to you. I'm still trying to figure it out, man.
Nothing happened to me.
Maybe you're repressing it, and you just can't. Oh, my God. Anyway, people like being comfortable at work. Now almost forgot why I even brought this up. It's so fascinating why you can't even just wear sweatpants in your own house.
Laura, my wife bought me slippers for Christmas like 2 years ago, and they're too comfortable that they haven't really been used, but I've been trying to use them around the house.
Right, I never used to wear slippers, and my wife bought me these like super nice slippers years ago, and just recently I started wearing them because my feet I have hobbit feet. You know, so they're naturally hairy. I don't know. I just never had cold feet. Just recently, I put them on. They had dust on them. That's how long they'd been sitting there.
Yeah, see?
I put them on. I'm like, why haven't I been doing this?
So you agree with me?
Well, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't wear them to work.
No.
You can't even, like, just wear sweatpants and a T-shirt and sit on your couch and relax, even though you're not going to be going anywhere. I'm not saying you have to go out or anything.
Nope.
I agree with this texter. Who is this freak show? This 978 texter.
His name is Mike Shue.
Oh, wait a minute. 781 texter. I sleep with jeans on. Seriously? That doesn't sound healthy.
I don't go that far.
You're not alone, Josh. I'm the same way, this 978 texter said. Is that your mom texting in?
No, it's my people.
Breaking Benjamin, I Will Not Bow. They're playing with Korn at the SNHU Arena in Manch, Vegas. That's happening on January 25th, and get details on the concert page for that at WAF.com. Got the brand new Ozzy song coming up, Under the Graveyard. Have you heard it yet? We're playing at the top of every hour. That's coming up in just a few moments. Getting some texts in, though. We were talking about this survey. The 82% of people said they feel more comfortable, more productive when they're wearing comfortable clothes at work. They said they feel also 56% said they also feel more confident when they're wearing something comfortable, yeah, as opposed to a suit, where 11% feel more confident when they're wearing formal business clothes. If I'm wearing a nice suit, which is rare,
yeah,
I feel kind of gangster. I feel a little more confident.
I feel more confident in
a
suit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I could, you know, I could do this job wearing a suit.
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
It'd be weird for us to do that,
yeah,
because nobody sees us.
But. Plus, yeah, it's, you know, but Josh was like... I was like, and then I started talking about people wearing, you know, sweatpants to a restaurant. And Josh was like, you can't even wear sweatpants in your own house when you're just sitting on the couch. You're not going anywhere. I just want to reiterate that.
Yes. It makes me so uncomfortable to do that.
To be comfortable.
I don't even own pajamas, like pajama pants. There's no point in me buying it.
It's just bizarre to me. Some texters here. It's like, Josh is an alien here studying us.
I just don't like to feel lazy.
Yeah. Some people agree with you, though. How do you feel lazy if you're not doing, you're not doing anything? You're just wearing sweatpants in your own home.
Well, like, I'll wear gym shorts.
Difference?
Because gym shorts are for active things.
But like, you're just sitting. I'm talking about sitting on the couch. Oh, you go to the gym.
No, I don't go to the gym, but right, that's what they're for.
So what? That makes you feel more productive when you're wearing gym shorts as opposed to sweatpants?
Yeah, but like.
It doesn't make sense.
I mean, like, in the morning, I either wear gym shorts or I just, like, wear boxers to go get, like, coffee or something.
Wait, you go get coffee in your boxers?
I mean, it's happened a couple times, like, in the summer.
Dude, that's underwear. So let me get this straight.
It's a drive-thru.
You can't sit. You drive around in your boxers. You can't sit on your couch wearing sweatpants because it makes you uncomfortable to be comfortable. But you can wear your underwear outside your house and drive and get coffee.
That's just less clothes. That's not putting on comfortable...
You are baffling.
No, it's not like a normal thing. It's usually like gym shorts or something, but I
agree with this texter. Josh, who hurt you?
Nobody hurt me.
What happened?
I just don't want to be lazy is what happened. I just hate comfy clothes, lime chips.
You don't be lazy, but you don't even like put pants. You say, oh, you got to put pants on, but yet you'll wear your boxers to get coffee.
It's
underwear.
I know what it is.
That's almost indecent exposure.
But I'm not wearing Scooby-Doo print pants to the store.
At least those are pants.
And nobody's going to see me. They only see from like the chest up.
Oh, my God.
And the drive-thru.
There's a 508 texter. I'm with Josh. Okay.
Thank you.
Whatever.
See? And lime chips suck.
You can put... don't even start. Don't even start with the lime. You and our voice guys just say... Oh,
dearest
no.
Mike Hsu.
Come on.
I say this with very little respect left in my heart. But Josh is right. Lime in chips is unnatural.
Yep. No.
Shouldn't happen.
And vile.
No.
And wrong.
No.
And it makes me want to punch you in the... Signed, the voice guy.
You know, I
you're the weird
one. Went straight to Big Y after work last night, bought some lime chips and some salsa. I bought some avocados. I made guacamole because we talked about how much you hated them.
Yeah.
And I love them even more now. So
I saw that and I was like, oh no, somebody accidentally bought lime.
No,
I
would have brought some in, but I ate the entire bag. Thank you very much.
Good.
That's why
I would have thrown them out for you.
I smell kind of citrusy today. All right, we got the new Ozzy song coming up right after Ice Nine Kills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.